Blog Talk Radio.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign in life.
I am no ordinary person.
I'm no ordinary person.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm dancing for
sing praise. It like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters tend to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no. Sing it like you mean it, say. Ooh, na, 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 wo, yo.
I'm
no ordinary, ordinary, no, 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 no.
I'm destined for greatness.
Oh, yes, yes, I am.
You are born to win. Born to reign in life. You're no ordinary person. You are destined, created by God for greatness. I have dominion in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, O God, that we have dominion. We thank you, O God, for waking us all up in a sound mind to hear your word. We thank you, O God, for calling us to yourself this morning. We thank you for sending Jesus to die for us, so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus, we love you this morning. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you, God, for all that you've done. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Speak to us, teach us, direct us. Speak to us individually. Speak to us collectively. And to you, Lord, alone be all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Open your mouth now and give God your own personal thanks. Begin to thank him. God has been good to you. Give him thanks for your lives. Your health, your family, the blessings upon your life. Give him thanks. Thank him for protecting you. Thank him for keeping you, watching over you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Come on, let's sing that. You know that. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Come on, let's sing that again. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, you know what that just made me think of when I said glad? We're together again. Just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen and amen. If you have a testimony, hit one on your keypad, and we'll give you an opportunity to share your testimony and tell us what you did and what the Lord did. Amen? Because we're in partnership with God, and we're to always remember that. Let's take our first prayer of intercession this morning. We're going to thank God again. We're going to be thanking him like this. Thank you, Lord, for answering all of our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. And our scripture is Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on, let's begin to thank him. Father, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for all of our prayers answered all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. Come on, begin to thank him. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for answering all of our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. Mighty God, King of glory, we thank you, God. We thank you for answering all of our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. You're a faithful God. You're a prayer-answering God. And so, Lord, we just come back to say thank you. Lord, you've been answering all of our prayers. We thank you, God, for answering all of our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for answering all of our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting. Mighty God, we thank you for it. King of glory, we praise you. We honor you. We thank you, God. You're a faithful God. Lord God, you said ask and we shall receive, Lord. You said seek and we shall find. And we've been asking and we've been seeking. And Lord, you've been answering, Father. You've been showing. You've been giving us revelation and understanding. So we come back this morning, Lord, to say thank you, Lord, for answering all of our prayers all through this 21-day prayer and fasting season. Father God, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Prayer. It's prayer number 29 from your 2019 prayer intercessory guidelines. And we will be praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, thereby securing dominion over sickness and disease all through this year and beyond. Our anchor scripture is Proverbs 17, verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, thereby securing dominion over sickness and disease all through this year and beyond. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, Lord, thereby securing dominion over sickness and disease all through this year and beyond. Come on, pray from the depths of your heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, thereby securing dominion over sickness and diseases all through this year and beyond. Almighty God, King of glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, thereby securing dominion over sickness and disease all through this year and beyond. Oh God, fill every heart with joy. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, thereby securing dominion over sickness and diseases all through this year and beyond. Oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, thereby securing dominion over sickness and disease all through this year and beyond. Almighty God, King of glory, grant every winner a new dimension of joy, thereby securing dominion over sickness and disease all through this year and beyond. Come on, let's drive it in the spirit. Lord, we thank you for it. Come on, let's begin to thank you. Father, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Prayer of intercession is not in that particular guideline, but you can follow me on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. And our anchor scripture is Isaiah 60, verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. So come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every one of us, Lord, all through this year. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs all through this year, for every winner, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. Come on, decree, decree, decree with passion. Decree from the depths of your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. Oh, God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. For every one of us, Lord, we decree, Lord, business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. Oh, God of heaven, we decree, Lord, continuous business and career breakthroughs for every winner all through this year. Come on, let's drive it in the spirit. Makoi kasha na koye, nakosa e kasha kakai, shanta nakosa e makoko ikanai, nokosa e kai kana koye, e kana e kasha kakai, shana na makosa kai, e kana kosa kai, ashanta na kokoye, na makoi kasha kana kai, okosa e kasha kai, nakosa na kai, e shanta na kokoye, makosa e kasha ye. Lord, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Our next prayer of intercession will be taken from the 2019 Dominion Prayer Guidelines. And we shall be praying prayer number 15. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a rushing mighty wind, drafting in territory dominating, abiding multitudes into this ministry all through the year. And our anchor scripture is Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Come on, let's pray. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a rushing mighty wind, drafting in territory, dominating, abiding multitudes into this ministry all through this year. Oh, Father God, let the Holy Ghost come down as a rushing mighty wind, drafting in territory, dominating, abiding multitudes into this ministry all through the year. Oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come down as a rushing mighty wind, drafting in territory, dominating, abiding multitudes into this ministry all through the year, Lord. Oh, God of heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come down as a rushing mighty wind, drafting in territory, dominating, abiding multitudes into this ministry all through this year. Oh, King of glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let the Holy Ghost come down as a rushing mighty wind, drafting in territory, dominating, abiding multitudes into this ministry all through this year. Oh, God of heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost come on, pray with passion, pray from your depths of your heart. Father, let the Holy Ghost come down as a rushing mighty wind, drafting in territory, dominating, abiding multitudes into this ministry all through this year. Let's drive it in the spirit. Oh, komai koi 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 gana kashai shana na kosai kai kashana kai o kosama kai kashana kokoye e kasana kai kashai shanta na kosai kasaka kai e kashai kasakona kai ama kokoi kashana kai shanta na kosai kashakoi o kosai kana kai shanta na ma kokoi kashanai e shana na kosai. Lord, we thank you for it. Let's begin to thank him. Father God, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and you may be comfortably seated. Hallelujah. Let's listen to this documented testimony. I believed God for a miracle job when Operation Come and See was announced. That's one of the different outreach operations that the church has during the year. So I believed God for a miracle job when Operation Come and See was announced. I dived into it. In one of the midweek services, I keyed in to the prophetic word from Bishop Oyedepo, David Oyedepo, that we are neither serving God for the sake of it, nor serving him for fun, because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I engaged aggressively in prayers, reaching out to the lost and bringing them to church. Now, prayers would be kingdom advancing prayers, which are the type of prayers that we've just prayed now. That's the type of prayers. Those are the prayers that you've downloaded from the Hazel Goodman Ministries website, the intercessory prayers. So I engaged aggressively in prayers. I like that word, aggressively, right? Not passively. I engaged aggressively in prayers, reaching out to the lost and bringing them to church. I was mocked while sharing flyers, but I was never deterred. Miraculously, on March 15, 2017, I received a message for a job I did not apply for. And on March 31st, 2017, I was given my appointment letter to resume work immediately. Indeed, it pays to serve God. I give all the glory to the God of this great commission. Come on, let's give him thanks. Let's praise God. Oh, we thank you. We praise you. Who is the doer of these awesome testimony? Jesus. And you see the partnership? I engaged aggressively in prayer, right? So I engaged aggressively in prayer. I reached out to the lost, bringing them to church, briefings, right? I was mocked. You'll look foolish, And the enemy will mock you. What am I doing? Oh, nothing's happening. I've been doing this. I've been praying, right? But he kept on. And the message, the blessing came through. And the testifier is Shebu Felicia. Shebu Felicia. Praise the Lord. I want to just share with us teaching that we did on Monday as we gathered to strengthen ourselves during our season of prayer and fasting. And it was entitled Spiritual and Prophetic Instructions Often Seem Foolish. Well, I'll be sharing that shortly. But right now, I'd like us to take our personal supplication. We've prayed for the kingdom. We've prayed for others. Now it's time to present your own prayer before the Lord. So open your mouth now and ask God. Ask God. Decree, declare. Whatever it is that you desire, said ask, and you will have. Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Go ahead now. I'll be quiet so that you can have that moment. Drive your prayer in the spirit now. Drive your prayer in the spirit. Those of you who have the gift of tongues, drive your prayer in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray with your understanding. Begin to thank him now. Begin to thank him. You know he has heard you. You know he has answered you. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him from the depths of your heart. As intensely as you pray, thank him intensely. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you for every prayer that has been prayed. We know that you have heard it, and we know that the answers are sure. In Jesus' name, amen. Package your offerings now as the ushers come to take your offering. I know that as you give unto the Lord, it shall be given back to you multiplied. God is not a robber, but a rewarder of men. Amen.
If this ministry is a blessing to you, become our partner. Visit HazelGoodmanMinistries.com and sow your love offering. You will be richly blessed. Jesus is Lord.
Amen. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Spiritual and prophetic instructions often seem foolish. We're going to be looking at that this morning. Scriptural and prophetic instructions often seem foolish. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. 1 Samuel 15, verse 9 to 11. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 9 to 11. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned his back from following me and has not performed my commandments. God had given Saul a commandment, you know, to go against the Amalekites, right, and to kill everything and everyone. But somewhere along the line, he got it in his mind to spare the king, Agag. And as I guess as they were killing, you know, they were looking around. Oh, but look at the sheep. Oh, look at how fat that one is. Look how healthy those oxen are, right? Look at the lambs. No. Let's keep those. But everything that looks, you know, shabby, everything that looks not healthy, we'll kill that. Spiritual and prophetic instructions often seem foolish. It obviously seemed foolish to them to kill that which looked good. But even when you... When you half obey, you still have not obeyed, right? And so you won't see. You won't see the blessing. He lost his king, his throne as a result of that act of disobedience. So sometimes we think, you know, we're going to do it. We do it, you know, we want to do it our way. We want to, you know, do our portion of it. But we have to do it the way God said. Be anxious for nothing, Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and mind by Christ Jesus. Everybody wants the peace, right? We want that part of it. But nobody wants to not be anxious for nothing. Because we think, oh, I've got to. But no, I've got to. And so you keep on being anxious and not standing on the word. Right? And as a result, the peace never comes. One of the things I do, you know, whenever I'm challenged by a lot to do or any kind of thing that's anxiety producing or could be anxiety, I immediately bite down on that word, Philippians 4:6, and I begin to make it personal. I am anxious for nothing. I am anxious for nothing. And men and brethren, I tell you the truth. Peace comes. Clarity comes. And I keep on moving that way. I keep moving through whatever it is, and my result is in my hand. I have made it a discipline, a spiritual discipline. It's my practice, you know. I am anxious. Because in this world, on this earthly living, you're always tempted to be anxious about something, right? Oh, I'm running late. Oh, this. I am anxious for nothing. Father, I thank you. I am anxious. And I just keep on biting down on it. Makoshak, I'm anxious for nothing. It brings me peace, and everything lines up. We have got to obey scriptural and prophetic instructions. They may seem foolish. How can I not be anxious? Look what's going on. Oh, my God. Oh. And so the tendency is to run, to complain, to tell. You're running all over the place with it. And you know, because you know what I've discovered? The more you talk about it, the more you complain about it, the more agitated you become, and the worse the situation becomes. The late Kenneth E. Hagin talked about a man. A preacher, a minister, had come to him, you know, for help because he was going through a challenging situation. And he said he was so upset he couldn't sleep at night. He couldn't do anything. And so Hagin said to him, come, do this. Gave him the same scripture I'm telling you, Philippians 4:6, you know. And he said, yeah. And the man said, oh, yeah, that's easy for you. The preacher said, you know, the other minister said, yeah, that's easy for you to do. You know, everybody doesn't have the faith you have. He said, exactly. Everybody may not have the faith I have, but everybody has the same Bible I have. And if they do what the word is telling them to do, they'll have what I have. He said, you know, I tell them exactly what I do. I do when I'm tempted to be anxious, when things are coming at me, I begin to declare. He said, I keep going back to this word. I'm anxious for nothing. I'm anxious. He said, and it works out for me. So eventually the man listened to him and came back with his testimony that he did what he told him to do, what Hagin told him to do from this Philippians 4:6. And everything worked out. Apparently, he was going to be sued over a certain matter, and everything just dissolved. Because my word is spirit, and it is life. And so when you meditate upon it, when you declare it, it becomes a reality in your life. And it transforms you first and transforms the situation. It seems foolish. It doesn't seem to make sense. Spiritual things. They answer to a higher law, and you have to know that. They answer to the word of God. They answer to prophetic declaration. Let's look now at the widow of Zarephath. Let's take another look. 1 Kings 17:9-16. 1 Kings 17:9-16. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, God speaking to the prophet Elijah, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering a stick. Called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. You hear the instruction? For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Now that's the blessing that's promised. Verse 15. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And also, if you continue reading, you'll see that blessing came to this woman's house, because along the way, her son died. But because the prophet was there, because she had obeyed the instructions and made for him first and didn't reason herself out of it, he was there to raise her son back from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
So the enemy will come to you to reason yourself. Don't try to be logical with Bible instructions or prophetic instructions. You know, and you'll never get a prophetic instruction that doesn't line up with the word, at least not from this altar. Not from this altar. And so you've got to humble yourself to line up with prophetic instruction. We see with that miracle job testifier, what did he do? He engaged in the kingdom advancement prayers. He engaged in the outreaches. He brought people to church. What happened? The job came. God will never tell you to do something that's not possible for you to do. He'll never tell you to do something that you can't do. And the reason why this message is so, you know, important to me is because I saw it for myself. You know, kingdom advancement prayers. And we were praying a lot of, we prayed these prayers often, you know, a lot. I think, I can't remember exactly when we started, maybe 2015 or so. At least that's when I feel like I really begin to pay attention to it. But at any rate, but last year I didn't really pray them. You know, and every time we go to church, it's, you know, going to church. I didn't really add my prayer to it. I wasn't really there involved. You know, my thought was like, oh, we're praying, to go to church, go to church. We're praying to go to church, What about praying for ourselves? Well, God, let me tell you, God is a humorous God. At the end of last year, around November, December, somewhere. At the end of the year. You know, I worked in what we call the covenant room. And so they came down there getting our chairs. Because the sanctuary was packed. The second service particularly has like doubled. They came getting our chairs. And it was so, I said, wow. You know, like God was like showing me, okay, you didn't help in this prayer. You didn't pray, but guess what? The gates of hell shall not prevail. So if the gates of hell want to use you, Hazel, that's all right. But guess what? The saints are marching on. You hear what I'm saying to you? Prophetic instructions are real. Prophetic instructions are real. When you don't obey instructions, nothing changes. Breakthrough is a miss, right? You become a go and come member, but there's no transformation. For example, you're going to the call, you're coming to the call, you're making sure you're here at the call, but you're not doing what we're telling you to do. You're not engaging, really. Because you know what the trap is? There is a deliciousness about hearing the word. It's the word of God. You come here and 90% of what you hear is the word. Some form of fashion is the word that's being given to you. So the word excites you. But you have to be careful. Otherwise, things will remain the same. Testifiers came out of their comfort zone and followed instructions for their turnaround. James 1:22-25. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. God is not mocked. He's given you instructions. Whether he's shown you something, you're praying about something, and he's shown you in the word what to do, and maybe you started it, but you haven't finished it, or you do it sometimes, you don't do it, whatever. He tells you death and life is in the power of the tongue, but you still want to talk what you want to talk, when you want to talk. You know, you don't talk with somebody who you know is on point with scriptural instruction. You may talk with somebody else because they have more of an ear to listen to you, to yourself. You're still talking it. The devil doesn't sleep. God doesn't sleep. There's two invisible beings that are always hearing what you're saying, and that is God and Satan. If you say what God has said, regardless of how it's looking, God will back you up. If you say what Satan is saying, you will have that manifestation. Do you hear me? But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, I'm going to jump to verse 25 in the interest of time, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer. Come on, everybody, stay with me. I'm a doer. I am a doer. But a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed indeed. Amen? Amen. Let's look at one more example. Naaman. We talked about him on Monday. 2 Kings 5, 10 to 14. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he said to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Amen? Jesus spat. Remember that? In the dirt and made clay for somebody's eyes, and they saw. Remember? Right? Hagin shared in one of his books, he was at the church, and apparently they had invited an evangelist to come and to speak. And then the evangelist, in making the altar call, started to dance a little jig. And he said he was so embarrassed. And I'm sure many of you would be the same way. Those of you who go to those very proper churches where you pray silently and, you're quiet and everything is nice and circumspect while the devil ravishes you. That devil is a liar. And so the man started to dance this little jig. And he again said he got so embarrassed. I've had that experience. You kind of want to sink into the ground. And he said, first the man kind of starts out in the flesh, but then you can see, like the anointing comes on him and he's dancing. He said, and then people just started to pour to the altar. He'd never seen like anything like that. He'd never seen people just leaving their seats and coming down to the altar to be saved. And he said he just wept and asked God for forgiveness because it didn't look the way he thought it should look. But nonetheless, God was at work. Another man of God, who his anointing was to spit on people. Could you imagine? But we read it in the Bible, right? It's in the Bible. And we know dancing is in the Bible. David danced. And so, you're blind, you can't see. He would spit, poof. Your eyes would open. You ever hear anything so? You have a pain, you have cancer, something going on in your stomach. He spit in his hand. Wipe it on your clothes. Wipe it on your stomach. The sickness gone. The disease gone. Isn't that amazing? Let us not miss out on the prophetic instructions this year. You understand? There's a particular tempo of the kinds of testimonies that come out of Canaan land, especially. There's a hotness to them. But when we read them here, as I read them too, don't you see that they're engaging? Like he said, I engaged aggressively. They engage it. There's the one with a woman, I shared that with you last year, and I was rereading it again last night. Wanting to have the fruit of the womb, couldn't have children, blah, 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 blah. Finally, she got the understanding. You see, when light comes, when my prayer with God this morning is that light will come. Light will come to you this morning. Understanding will come. As the word is going forth, light will come. Understanding will come in the name of Jesus. And she got 21 scriptures, put them on her bedroom door, was declaring those scriptures day and night. what happened? The baby came. The baby came. And so the prophetic instructions coming again this year are, this time, pray kingdom advancement prayers everywhere. Pray them on your lunch break. Pray them as you're waiting online at the post office. Pray them on the graceful. You can take the paper, just one of them. You take one. You don't have to pick the rule, you know, in that kind of setting. You don't have to look for the scripture at that time. You just, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know, and do every member of this church with the spirit of obedience. Blah, blah. You know, whatever the prayer is that you grab at the time. Lord, everyone desiring to be married, let them connect with their God ordained spouse. You know, you're praying for others as opposed to allowing the mind to worry about what you don't have or what you have to do next. Pray everywhere. Go to your churches if it's an enlightened church. We reach out to the law. There's some things that you're understanding. Reach out to the law. And your turnaround will manifest. Your breakthrough will happen. You understand? There's another one night with the king, the last one for this season. It's coming up tomorrow night again. You can tune into it. FaithTabernacle.org.ng. FaithTabernacle.org.ng. NG, that ends in Nancy, G. That'll take you straight to Bishop David Oyedepo's website, right? Or you can get into it, David Oyedepo Ministries. You just put that up, and that'll also lead you to the website. And tune in. Now, it's going to be from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. New York time. 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. New York time. So if you live someplace else, make the adjustment. 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. New York time. This one will now be a blood of sprinkling. So it usually happens at the last part of the evening. There will be the blood of sprinkling. So at that point, what happens is the ministers, you know, the ordinances are blessed, right? So the water is there, it has been blessed. And then they will go through the congregation sprinkling the people. But here's the thing. God, who has invited you here, many of you are not near my church or can't be at the church, but you're here. God will honor your obedience. Have your water ready. Bless it. And you're waiting. And as the time comes, when the prophetic blessing comes, you sprinkle yourself. You sprinkle your environment with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Father, and let everything be driven out. You hear me? I told you about the man who was in India tuning in. He had cancer of the bones. And this was one way we were doing the feet washing. And so he's in India. The thing is going on in Nigeria. We're here in New York. Everybody's someplace engaging. And he put his foot. He was in the hospital. And a basin of water. You know, he had a basin of water ready. And when it was time to dip his feet, he just dipped his feet. Because there's nobody there to wash his feet, right? It's all by faith. He dipped his feet. And what happened? He fell off to sleep. Like it just went into like a supernatural kind of sleep. When he woke up, the water was black, you know, like a deep, deep blood black red. When they tested him, all cancer gone. God is working the supernatural today. He said in John 14:12, the works that I do, even greater works shall you do. But don't look for him to come the way you're expecting. You will miss it. I will miss it. But I have made up my mind not to miss anything this year. Do you hear me? Thank God for the 100-fold I have received this year. I've received 100-fold in many different areas, just as I'm sure you have. But there are a couple of areas. It's 30. You know that scripture, the sower soweth the word? Some bought forth, right? 100, some 30, some 60, some 100. So I got 30 on some of those tests. Some areas. Some areas is like zero. Where is it? Why am I missing it? So you don't get mad at God. Oh, God. No, you don't give up. Whenever it's not working, what am I not doing? God, where am I missing it? And he'll show us where we were missing it. But I'm not missing it this year. What about you? Amen and amen. So come, let's pray this prayer. So there's one night with the king. That's tomorrow. I told you that, right? Okay, let's pray this prayer. And this is coming from a different guideline that you don't have, but you can follow me on it. And the prayer is, Father, in the name of Jesus and by the Holy Ghost, empower every member of this ministry for total obedience to scriptural instructions, thereby resulting in noiseless breakthroughs this year. Come on. And the anchor scripture is Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 3. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the Holy Ghost, empower every member of this ministry for total obedience to scriptural instruction, thereby resulting in noiseless breakthroughs this year. Come on, this is our year of noiseless breakthroughs. Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the Holy Ghost, empower every member of this ministry for total obedience to scriptural instructions, thereby resulting in noiseless breakthroughs this year. Come on, let's pray the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, and by the Holy Ghost, empower every member of this ministry for total obedience to scriptural instructions, thereby resulting in noiseless breakthroughs this year. Come on, let's pray it in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it. Come on, let's begin to thank him. Father, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take our next prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, endue every member of this ministry with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instruction for their supernatural turnarounds this year. Scriptural instruction, their prophetic instruction coming from the man or woman of God. Come on now. Father, in the name of Jesus, endue every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instruction for their supernatural turnaround this year. And the anchor scripture is Luke 5, 5 to 8. Look at this. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. You see, and prophetic instruction was given. The Lord spoke. He didn't understand it because why? He's a master fisherman. That was his trade. So you can't tell me I've been out here toiling all night. How are you going to tell me now to go out here in the night to do this? We've been out here. Nothing's happened. I know this. You see? And so we can't be too educated or too sophisticated. Don't look for God to come the way you know. You'll miss it. Don't look for God to come the way you know. So come on, let's pray this prayer now. Father, in the name of Jesus, and you every member of this ministry with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instructions for their supernatural turnaround this year. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, and you every member of this ministry with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instructions for their supernatural turnaround this year. Come on, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, and you every member of this ministry with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instructions for their supernatural turnaround this year. Now, come on, make it personal. Father, endue me with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instruction for my supernatural turnaround this year. You see, the things you believe in God for, they're in the realm of the supernatural. They have to turn supernaturally. Moses was 80. You know, he got a light that he was going to be the one to deliver his people. He kind of got ahead of God, got passionate about it, and got ahead of God, ended up killing the Egyptian, right, at about 40 years old. Had to flee into exile, went into exile, went into the wilderness, hidden for 40 years, obscurity for 40 years, never to be heard of or seen, 40 years. God blessed him with a wife, blessed him with children, but he was in obscurity. But at 80, some of you have given up because you're 80. At 80, God, come on, God showed up. God doesn't forget what he said. God never forgets his promises. God never forgets. You forget. Listen, man, Abraham was 75. He was 75. Some of you stop living at 50. Some of you have stopped living at 30. You think, oh, you're too old. You're living through your children now. You're done living.
You're done. You're pushing the children, but you ain't doing nothing. Why you think they ain't doing nothing? You ain't doing nothing. Come on now. You gotta realize who your God is, who your father is. At 75, there is Abraham in his father's house, right, with his wife, who at that time would have been 65. Okay, no children, nothing great happening. That's a forgotten. You think it's over? People are forgetting. They're just looking for their little social security, right? They're just looking for they're not even not moving themselves. They're not pushing themselves. They're not doing anything. God came knocking at 75. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? God came knocking at his door at 75. And the rest is history. A mighty nation, a great nation, still the greatest nation in the world today. You can't bring Israel down. You can't bring them down. You can't bring them down. I don't care what you do. You can't bring them down. Huh? Came out of that loin. You better know who you are. You better know who you are. And Jesus Christ died to connect you to the Abrahamic blessing. He died to connect you to your father, to connect you to the blessing. You better know who you are. So come on, don't miss it. You're not going to miss it. The thing is supernatural. It's supernatural that 100 years old, right? He's got his son. 100 years old, multiplied. Thousands of years later, you can't get rid of him. Come on now, you better know. We're talking about the supernatural, not the natural. So when your body tells you you're tired, when your body tells you you can't do this and you can't do that, well, the devil is a liar. Come on, let's pray this prayer as we round up. Father, in the name of Jesus, endue every member of this ministry with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instructions for their supernatural turnaround this year. And one more time personally, Father, in the name of Jesus, endue me with the spirit of obedience to prophetic instruction for my supernatural turnaround this year. Come on. Let's begin to thank him for it. Lord, we thank you for it. Mighty God, we praise you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. If you're under the sound of my voice and you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so now. If you're not saved, you're not safe, and you don't have access to the plans of God for your life, the promises of God. You don't have a father to listen to you. Who are you praying to? If you're under the sound of my voice and perhaps you knew Jesus, but the road got long, you got discouraged, you got disconnected, Jesus loves you. He's calling you to come back home. So come, both groups, pray this prayer with me now. Dear Lord, I come to you today. You know my life. You know how I have lived. Forgive me, Lord. I repent of my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, my physician and healer, my provider who died for my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and live your life and through me. From this day forward, I belong to you. Bow your head now as I pray with you. Father God, these are your children that you have called to yourself today. No man comes unless you draw them. So you drew them, O God, and you drew them to bless them. You drew them, O God, to give them the keys to the kingdom. You drew them, O God, to give them the keys to your plans and purposes for their life. And so we thank you for it. Lord, let the same grace that drew them, let that same grace continue to keep them until the end. And to you alone, we give all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, welcome. You have just come home to the kingdom of our Father, Almighty God. And a change has taken place within you. So now you have to do your part. You have to pray and ask God to lead you to your church home. You belong somewhere. And it will be a church where they teach and preach the uncompromised word of faith, which is the word of God. It will be a church where they practice water baptism, as well as the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when the altar call is made, feel free to go forward and give your life publicly to Christ there as well. So somebody may have invited you here, right? But it was God who sent you. He sent you here for a reason. He sent you here for a blessing. He sent you here to give you understanding. Amen? And amen. And so you're welcome to worship with us at Winners Chapel, if you're in the New York area, that is. We're at 310 Fulton Avenue in Hempstead, Long Island. And our services, we have two services on Sundays, one at 9 a.m. and one at 11:15 a.m. And as I said, you better get there early because there's hardly any seats. Amen. Something's happening, and people want to be where things are happening. Amen. We have churches all over the world. So wherever you are, you know, you can Google Winners Chapel, put in Bishop David Oyedepo's name, and find the church nearest you and visit, you know, and see if that's your place. God will let you know. Amen and amen. So remember, tomorrow night is our One Night with the King. It begins 5 p.m. New York time, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. So make the adjustment to wherever you are. And make time to really tune in. The hours may seem long, but if you really engage, it's amazing. You know, the singing, the testimonies that you will hear, the teachings that will come forth, the prophetic word that will come forth, you know, you will be blessed. Remember, as I said, to have your water ready, you know, for the sprinkling of the blood. And as the blessing goes forth, you know, you sprinkle, you know, and sprinkle yourself, sprinkle your home. And God will honor you. We're dealing with, you know, the God of the supernatural, the God of the impossible. Okay? So as you go, know that God's Holy Spirit is going before you, making safe, joyful, and successful your way. As you go, listen, the rest of the fast ends on Sunday, but the rest of this fast shall be a walkover for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every prayer that you have prayed has not been prayed into storage. You will see answers to those prayers. Some of you have seen answers already, but you will see answers to those prayers. And as you bite down in these last few days, you know, this is the third day of the sixth model, and then tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is your last three-day prayer. You know, give it all that you have. Give it all that you have. God is not a robber. He is not a robber. He is a rewarder of men. And as you make time to pray kingdom advancement prayers everywhere, you will see the hand of God in your life this year. And don't tell yourself, okay, well, the fast is over. You know, begin to become sensitive to the leading. That, you know, you want this to be a lifestyle because there are some things that won't move without prayer and fasting. And so you want it to become a lifestyle to strengthen yourself as you go along this, throughout this year. As you go, may your footsteps be ordered by God. As you go, everything you do shall prosper. Everything you do shall be a success. In the name of Jesus, I curse stagnation in any area of your life. Wherever there is stagnation in the name of Jesus, I curse it. I command supernatural blessings in your life today. I command that the plans and the purposes of God for your life shall begin to manifest mightily. Whoever is gathering against you, whoever is digging a pit for you, they shall fall into that pit in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree success in every area of your life. Whatever case, if you have a court case, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree your favor with that case. I decree the blessing of God upon your seed in the name of Jesus. Your children shall make you proud. I don't care what it looks like today. Your children shall make you proud in the name of Jesus. Your sons and your daughters shall rise up and be mighty men and women of God, serving God, loving God. The spirit that is upon you, the word he has put in your mouth, will be upon your children in the name of Jesus. Your businesses and your careers, in the name of Jesus, I decree success in every business. I decree breakthroughs in every career. I decree every stagnant career, any career that seems like nothing's happening, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are serving this great God, because you are living in obedience to this great God, there will be turnarounds, this Shanakaye. You will become a sign and a wonder this year. Listen, you will be a wonder to yourself this year, even in this first quarter, before this first quarter of the year is over. You will be a sign and a wonder in the name of Jesus. Listen, they will follow you to serve your God. They will follow you to serve your God. All things are working together for your good. It may look like this is happening. It may look like that is happening. But let me tell you, all things are working together for your good. Your business shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Divine health is your portion. I decree and I declare that from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, God's healing power is flowing through you right now, driving out every sickness, driving out every disease, driving out the planting of the enemy. Divine health is your portion from this day forward. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. You are empowered to succeed. Listen, everything you do will prosper. You need the answer that you need to that bugging situation. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare supernatural answers for you. Before this fast is over, you know exactly what to do. Before this fast is over, you know exactly how to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, for every giver, for everyone that's serving God with your tithes, your offerings, your giving, in the mighty name of Jesus, you live under an open heaven. And before the need arises, the resources shall be waiting. Before the need arises in your life, the resources shall be waiting. Come on, let's decree together. I have dominion. That is my heritage in Christ. And I take dominion. That is my vow from this time onward. Congratulations. Amen and amen. God, Holy Spirit, go before you, making faith joyful and successful your way. You are blessed. I love you. God bless you. We'll be together next Thursday. The fast is ending on Sunday, so we will resume our normal schedule, which will be next Thursday. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
I'm born to reign in life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm destined for greatness. Are you born to win? Hey, yeah. Are you born to reign in life? You are no ordinary person. You are destined for greatness. Oh, help me say, help me say.
Born to reign,
say.
Born to reign life.
I am no ordinary
person.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm dancing for
sing it like you believe it.
Born to reign.
Born to reign.
Born to reign life. I'm no ordinary person. I'm dancing for
circumstances may come to challenge me. Situations may come just to end me. But when they turn me to the left and right, they realize that I am the light. When my brothers look at me and despise me, when my sisters stand to mock and reject me, they'll be surprised that I'm standing strong. And I tell them, look, it won't be long, 'cause I'm born to win. Yes, I am, yes, I am. I am no ordinary, ordinary person. No, no.
I'm dancing for greatness.
Sing it like you mean to say. Ooh, na, 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 whoa, yo.
Born to reign in life.
I'm no ordinary,
ordinary.